past life regression is an interesting thing. Most, about 50% go back somewhat during a group session. On an individual session, maybe 60-70% can go back. People that are very mentally polarized have difficulty going back. They have to use other means, intuition, soul contact, different methods of going back. Most people can return one way or another. In the group here, we usually take as many back as we can, and then there's about maybe 20% of them that are really sensitive that we can then take back pretty easy. And I usually select one or two to take back individually just to show the group you know, what can be done. Last year we used Greg, and he was such a good subject that we used him Friday night again, and he retrieved some very interesting information back then. So we'll see who else is sensitive today. Yeah.
How do you know when somebody's 50% under or all the way under? How can you tell?
Well, they just kind of give signs that you can tell by how well their memory is. And sometimes when you take people back, they can actually speak a language from a past era. I mean, that's really cool when that happens. It's funny, we've never had that happen in a gathering. I have it happen quite often when I do it on an individual basis. I've had it happen a number of times where they go back where their consciousness is back there 100%. It's really interesting when that happens. They go back, they actually speak as that person in the past life and oftentimes even in the ancient language, which is interesting. So I'm surprised we haven't had somebody do that in one of our gatherings before.
JJ, is it true there's a thought pattern there?
What's that?
Certain star signs are supposedly harder. Like, I've been told Geminis are one of the most difficult. Have you found there's a correlation to star signs?
I haven't thought about that, but the air signs are probably harder because they're more mentally polarized. To go back with a guided meditation or hypnosis, you need to kind of get the mind out of the way, you know. Whereas the Aquarius and Gemini and the air signs are kind of analytical. What sign are you?
Libra.
Yeah, that's another air sign. And he has a hard time going back. Or what sign are you?
Gemini.
Gemini, has anyone ever tried to take you back?
No, but yeah, I'm just worried. Like, it sounds like something that would be difficult.
Well, you never know. Some people who think they're going to be difficult just go back like that. Other people that think they're going to be easy don't go back. I wonder where my wife took off to. Maybe she had to go to the bathroom or something. But, okay. Do you have any questions? We'll wait a few more minutes. Don't want her coming back in the middle of everything.
So how many past life regressions have you gone under?
None. No one's ever been able to take me back.
Really?
The last time I was able to be hypnotized was when I was 16. When I first started studying, I could be hypnotized. And I've talked to a number of hypnotists, and most hypnotists have a hard time being hypnotized or regression or anything. And the reason is they're always analyzing the other guy's techniques. And they're analyzing the guy. And the first time I started analyzing techniques was, I experimented and taught a couple of my friends how to do it. And I found I was able to go under. And then I was had a friend of mine I was doing some hypnosis with to experiment, and so I decided to teach him to do it so he could do it on me. And so I was teaching him, and he was going through the process with me, and I kept thinking he's doing it all wrong. And then I started getting agitated, and I says, "Oh, you're doing it all wrong." And I do it this way, and he kept doing it, you know. And then all of a sudden he says, "Boy, are you mad." And I guess I was under somewhat. That's the last time I've been under, but all of a sudden I felt raging, angry. And I looked at him, and he had horror in his eyes when I looked at him. And I grabbed him, and I lifted him up over my head, and I threw him on the bed. I had the presence of mind to throw him on the bed so it wouldn't hurt him. And he said, "You're not mad. You're not mad." And that was the last time hypnosis had any effect on me at all. I don't know. I've had several revelations on it, but outside of that, I haven't been able to go back. But I'd like to find somebody to take me back one of these days. Now, James has had a hard time going back, but he finally found somebody that got him somewhere. Didn't quite get him to past life. Why don't you tell people about your experience, James? It's a pretty interesting experience.
It was an interesting experience. I had JJ.
Make sure that's on. Yeah. Okay.
JJ had shared with me a book by Michael Newton called Journey of Souls, which has been showed a little bit. That was a hypnotherapist who's since deceased. He developed this method of taking people into a very deep.
Speak up just a little bit.
Into a very deep hypnosis state, such that they could remember their life between lives. So, as a result of reading that material, I was highly intrigued, so I went and called the Michael Newton Institute, which is still in existence in Nevada, and asked him, I said, "So who's a local in Idaho that's certified to do this? I want to do it." And they said, "Well, no one around there in Idaho. We don't have anybody on the list. And I'd have to go to Portland or Seattle or something like that." So I kept looking around. I finally found a person, just happened to be here in Boise, who is not formally trained at the Michael Newton Institute, but had been trained under Michael Newton's successor person, who he had personally had, before he died, he had identified this person to do that. So she was a retired 30-year Idaho's primary adolescent oncologist, pediatric oncologist. So she was a heavy medical background, typically not what you would think of anybody would be involved in this kind of work. But she had one little blurb on her website that said she did this kind of work. So I ended up talking to her and interviewed her and asked her what her philosophy was, if she believed in all this stuff, and how many people had she done? What was her success rate? And I told her, "I'm a really hard case. No one's been able to take me back." She said, I think I can probably have some tools that I can do this with. So anyway, we set up the appointment, and 3 hours later, I was in.
It took 3 hours?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. She knew that, and she does a technique similar to what JJ has shared with us in terms of a regression. But then she could sense right away. And by the way, when you're in that kind of state of mind, it's as if I'm talking to you. You're just talking to me right here. It's really strange in that you have complete, full control. It's like you're fully conscious, but your mind's in a bit of a different frequency. So at any given time, I felt like I could just say, "Hold on, I need a drink, and let's take a pause." It was just like that. I mean,
that's the difference between guided meditation and deep hypnosis. Hypnosis,
yeah.
You can be completely gone,
yeah.
And not even remember anything when you come back.
So the whole time I felt like I was perfectly wide awake, but at the same time I could she was just helping me go through where she felt like I was stuck, and then she would say, "Well," so anyway, we ended up going through trying to go backwards a little bit. She realized I was kind of getting stuck there, and so she said, "Well, let's go forward in time," and so we went forward, and and I figured out where I was going to be, what I was going to be doing at age 80, 90, 110, 120. She had asked me early on. She said, "Where do you feel this life is going to kind of end at?" And I said, 120 is what I feel like. And so we explored kind of where my milestones were and what I was doing. I could see what I was doing, kind of the work I was doing and all that. But the interesting part got into the 2 hours and 45 minute mark, and I didn't have any concept of we were at 2 hours and 45 minutes at the time, she said, so are you ready to, your life, how's it been? Are you happy with your accomplishments? Yeah. All right, when you're ready, let's go. And are you ready? And I said, I'm ready. You know, and she says, so boom, I stepped through like that. And she said, so where are you? And she was still trying to lead me around through three-dimensional constructs, which we quickly determined that wasn't going to work. Like, I can't say, well, are you? I don't know. And she said, is it hot or cold? You know, three dimensions. No, it's not neither that. Is it light or dark? No, it's neither that. And I really told her, I said, I get it now, but whatever I am, I'm in the middle. I'm in a nothingness, but where in that nothingness is where everything is. And I said, that's so strange for me to say that, but it is the place, it is the zero point. It's where creation is merely up to a decision to occur, and that's all it is. And it was, I said, I feel like I'm at the headwaters of all potentiality. Anything, there's no judgment, it's just anything that you decide to do, you will do and can do, and it will happen. It was just waiting to make a decision. It was quite a profound experience for me because it's just testimony for me to tell you that, but it's another thing for you to experience it yourself. Just like if I'd say, you know, here's what orange juice tastes like, and you never taste orange juice, but then it's when you taste orange juice for yourself, you get it. And that was the first time where I was sitting there going, I get it now. I've heard about that state of where it is, you know, that we read in the scriptures, in the beginning was the Word, and Word was God, and Word was with God, and all that. And what does that mean? But anyway, it was moving. It was very interesting. When she brought me back, she said, I don't know what to say, we were both sitting there speechless. And she was just going, no one's ever done that. She said, 100 people, no one's ever done that. She took copious notes, and she said, it's your guides, my guides. We all worked together, took you where you needed to go and what you needed to see. And so it was after that I felt quite empowered with a whole new understanding about what life is like. And I've since shared that with a few friends who have, as time's gone on, who we all face indecision points in our life, no matter what they are and how difficult the life situation or challenges in front of us. But what I learned from that, that was the takeaway that all of us can apply to it, is that it is up to us to make the decision to move ahead. I related to JJ, I said, now I understand better the parable of decision that he wrote that was in The First Immortal. It was just anchored in my mind at that point in time what the meaning behind that was. Before it was kind of words, it was an interesting story, now it really made sense. I had one friend who was going through a very difficult life situation, and he was in a terminal kind of situation and trying to go one way or the other. And I told him, I said, on one thing, imagine if you are, you're the creator. Do you think any of us and all that's around us would be, where would we be if the creator sat there and said, I don't know, I'm scared. I can't make a decision. I don't want to make a decision. I said, none of us would be here. No progress in the world would ever have been made. I said, that is the essence of what all of us are and we need to do. We need to remember that we are the creator. And that we
are what?
We're the creator.
Oh, yeah.
And we are the arms and legs as we have been taught, and that it is imperative for us to make those decisions and move forward. Plain and simple. So we go forward with courage, we go forward in our lives with boldness, and we go forward in the strength knowing that we have the ability to do whatever we set out ourselves to do. So it was quite an experience for me. I was very thankful for it.
Okay, well, thank you, James.